Good morning. Turn with me in your Bible this morning to the book of John, John chapter 5, verse number 30. John chapter 5, verse 30, and I'm going to read through the end of the chapter and finish out John chapter 5, and Lord willing, next week we'll start in John chapter 6. While you're turning in your Bible this morning to John chapter 5, I want to invite you to join us for service here at Calvary Bible Baptist Church on Sunday morning at 11, and also at on Sunday evening at 6 p.m. We also have an evening service then, and we have a Wednesday night prayer and Bible study at 7 o'clock, and that's the midweek service. But you're welcome to join us for any one of those services throughout the week. We also have a Sunday school class for younger kids, and that starts at 1:30 on Sunday afternoons, as well as a youth group that meets at 3:30 on Sunday afternoons. You're welcome to join us for any one of those services. We'd be glad to have you. We'd be honored to have you as our guest Sunday for our services. John chapter 5 and verse number 30. John chapter 5, verse 30. Jesus said, "I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Therefore, there is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I received not testimony from man, but these things I say, that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were yet willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you. For whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me, that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe, which receive the honor of one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words?" Lord God, bless the message this morning. Bless those who are listening, God, and I pray that your Holy Spirit would go out and do a work in our hearts, God, today, Lord. Help me as I preach, Lord. Use me to be a blessing and an encouragement to those who are listening today. In your name I pray and ask these things. Amen. Remember last week we examined the truth Christ declared to the Jews concerning his works. This week, as we continue our study through chapter 5 and through the end of chapter 5, we're going to examine the truth concerning the witness of Jesus. Christ said in verse 31, "If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true." Jesus was referring to the law in Deuteronomy chapter 35, where it says, "At the mouth of two or three witnesses shall a man be judged." Now the Jews, especially the Pharisees, prided themselves in knowing the law of Moses. And Jesus also knew the law of Moses, and he knew that they would not accept his testimony alone. So Christ in these verses made known to them that there were others who testified that he truly was the Son of God. And these witnesses were proof that the words Jesus spake were 100% true. And verse 32, Jesus told the Jews, "There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true." Christ is referring in this verse to the witness of God the Father. We know that because in your King James Bible, the phrase "beareth witness of me" is present tense. So Christ couldn't have been talking about the witness of John the Baptist, because the witness of John was over. By this time, John had been beheaded. Jesus said, I know the witness of the Father is true. He was in the beginning with the Father. His testimony was and still is perfect truth. Because the Bible says God is truth, and it is impossible for Him to lie. In verses 33 and 34, Jesus mentions the witness of John the Baptist. In the first chapter of John, we read how John the Baptist clearly announced that he was not the Messiah. He said, I am not the promised Messiah. He was only the messenger of the coming Messiah. And he pronounced Jesus Christ as the Messiah, the Lamb of God, sent to take away the sin of the world. It's true, John the Baptist was ordained by God to prepare the way for Christ and to bear witness of the true light that was come into the world. But Jesus didn't depend altogether on the testimony of John, nor did he depend on the testimony of any other man, for that matter. His mentioning of John the Baptist here was to remind the unbelieving Jews of their inconsistency. They considered John to be a prophet sent by God. They even wondered if he might be the Messiah. Remember, they came to him in John chapter 1 and said, Are you the Messiah? Are you the great prophet? Are you the one that we're looking for? Or do we look for another? But they didn't receive his witness. The Bible says the Jews rejoiced in John's testimony for a short season, but they didn't receive his witness of Jesus Christ. They heard him call Jesus the Lamb of God, but they didn't believe him. They rejected the witness of John the Baptist, a man who they considered to be a prophet sent by God. In Matthew chapter 21 and in verse 23, Jesus was in the temple. The Bible says, and when he was coming to the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, By what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if ye tell me, I and likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John. This was the question that Jesus asked the Pharisees, the religious leaders, the chief priests. He said, the baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, Why did ye not then believe him? But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Jesus and said, We cannot tell. And he said unto them, Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. You see the wisdom of Jesus Christ there. Jesus told the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 21, verse 32, John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not. But the harlots and the publicans believed him. And ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterward that ye might believe him. Jesus called John the Baptist a burning and a shining light. A lot of these modern contemporary speakers and singers today want to shine in the limelight. You've ever noticed that? They want to be the star on the stage. But how many of them are willing to burn out for God? How many of them are willing to say, as John said, He must increase, I must decrease? Not too many of them. Not too many of them at all. And we know why. Because they're in it for the praise and glory of men and not for the praise and glory of Christ. While the witness of John was great, and while God used him to point men and women to Christ, the works of Jesus himself did were an even greater witness. Jesus worked miracles, and he did many mighty works in the eyes of the Jews and all the people, and by those miracles and works he declared his deity. He declared that he was the Son of God. By the way, Jesus never performed a miracle just for the sake of drawing a crowd. Jesus wasn't a magician, nor was he an entertainer. He never demanded contributions or money from the people he healed, nor from those who witnessed his mighty works. Jesus wasn't like these lying, cheating, swindling, tongue-flapping, high-rolling Hollywood evangelists you see on the television these days. He wasn't like Sweating Jimmy or Teardrop Tammy. All of Christ's miracles were beneficial to man. And everything He said and everything He did, every miracle He performed was proof that He was of God and that God was in Him and it was God who had sent Him. Jesus told the Jews in verse 37 and in verse 38 that through the miracles and mighty works, the Father Himself had borne witness of Him. But because the people were spiritually deaf to the voice of God, the Jews, the spiritual leaders of the Jews were spiritually deaf to the voice of God and so spiritually blinded by their own self-righteousness and hypocrisy, they couldn't see that Christ was indeed the Son of God. Jesus told them that they did not have God's Word abiding in them. What a statement. Boy, that statement, that truth cut to the heart of those religious teachers. Even though they were familiar with the law and the writings of the Old Testament, the knowledge they possessed of the Old Testament and of the law was only head knowledge. And because they failed to hide God's Word in their hearts, they failed to recognize that Christ was the promised Messiah. It's one thing to know about God. A lot of people know about God intellectually, but they don't know Christ personally. A lot of people even know about the Bible, but that's not enough. The Bible says even the devils believe and tremble at the Word of God. There's much more to being a Christian than just knowing about God. Being a Christian is about putting our faith in Christ for salvation. Putting our faith in Christ alone for salvation. It's about believing in our hearts that Jesus was the Son of God and that He died on the cross for our sins and that He rose again the third day for our justification. The Bible says in Romans, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." Forget what you think you know about God in your head and believe in your heart what the Bible says about God's Son, Jesus Christ, and let God's Word abide in you. Jesus said in verse 39, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of Me." Jesus told the Jews to go examine the law and the prophets, the written Word that Jehovah had given them through holy men of old. Jesus told them, go and read it for yourselves. Go and read it, and you'll find that according to the Old Testament, Jesus was the promised Messiah because He fulfilled every prophecy as the Messiah. The Jews believed they had to read the law of Moses and keep it to obtain eternal life. But because they had failed to keep God's commandments, the very thing they were trusting in to deliver them had condemned them all. So God mercifully and gracefully sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to pay the price for man's disobedience and rebellion, and to become the final sacrifice for man's sin. And He told them all about it in the Old Testament prophecies concerning the coming Messiah and Deliverer. But somehow they had missed it. Somehow the Jews had missed it. They read the prophecies. They knew about them. But they failed to grasp the truth of God's Word, even though it had been staring them in the face for many, many years. Say, why was that? Why didn't they see that Jesus truly was the Messiah? I'll tell you why. It was because their hearts had become hardened through religion and tradition. And even though the truth was staring them in the face, they didn't recognize the truth. The Word of God, the Bible, is the life-giving seed. But unless it falls on good ground, it cannot take root and bring forth any fruit. Unless we have a willing, open, receptive heart to the truth, and unless we allow God's Spirit to speak to us through the Scriptures, we will be just like the Jews who read and studied the law with a veil over their eyes and hearts for so many years that when the Messiah God had promised them did come, they didn't recognize Him and they rejected Him. Christ told the Jews in verse 45 through verse 47, "Do you think that I will accuse you to the Father? There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed Me, for he wrote of Me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall ye believe My words?" The Jews claimed to believe Moses. They respected and even revered him as a great spiritual leader and prophet. They clung to the law of Moses. They read the books of Moses in their synagogues every day. And yet the words they read from his writings witnessed against them and declared their unbelief. Christ is so preeminent in the writings of Moses. The witness of Moses concerning the coming Messiah was so clear that if the Jews had really believed Moses, they would have recognized Jesus as their Messiah and they would have believed on him. All five books of Moses, Genesis through Deuteronomy, prophesy of Christ. The ceremonies, the feasts, the offerings, and the sacrifices all point to Christ as the Savior. And yet Jesus said in verse 40, "Ye will not come to me that ye might have life." You see, eternal life is only found in Christ. He is the fountain of all life. But in order for sinners to benefit from Christ, they must come to Him by faith and believe on Him as a Savior, repent of their sins, and trust Him. And it's God's will for every sinner to come to Christ and be saved. But not every sinner will come to Christ, because many sinners have no desire to come to Christ and be saved. The Bible says they love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. And every sinner who chooses to remain in their sin rather than accepting God's free gift of salvation will die and spend an eternity in hell. Don't accuse God of being unloving because sinners choose judgment and damnation over salvation. Listen, there is a hell, and it's full of lost souls today who are being tormented in its flames while screaming for just one drop of water to cool their tongues. But don't you ever forget, every sinner who dies and goes to hell despite the efforts of a loving, merciful God to keep them out of that horrible place. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The Bible says in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, "The Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." Jesus Christ said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." If you want to know God, get to know His Word. The Bible says, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." No sinner comes to Christ outside of this book. We are saved by hearing and receiving God's Word and by trusting in the shed blood of Christ as revealed to us by the Scriptures. In the book of Acts, the Bible tells us about a group of Christians who were called Bereans. And the Bible says of all the people that the Apostle Paul preached the gospel to and saw converted, these Christians stood out because the Bible says they received the Word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore, many of them believed. These Berean Christians didn't just take Paul's word for it or any other apostle's word for it. They got into God's word themselves. They searched the Scriptures to make sure what Paul was preaching was truth. And because they received the word with readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily, the Bible says many believed. They found out for themselves that Paul was preaching the truth. May God help us to be like those Berean Christians in the book of Acts. As we read the Scriptures and as we look into the perfect law of liberty that alone is able to make known God's plan of salvation to us, may we pray that God will plant within our hearts a deep, grounded love for His Word. And may He open our spiritual eyes that we might see the Savior. He is there. He is on every page. He is in every verse. And if we are going to please God, we must honor, cherish, reverence, and worship His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. This is Pastor Darrell Serino from Calvary Bible Baptist Church, reminding you that burdens are lifted at Calvary.